Welcome to the South Shore's Morning News Weekend Review Podcast. I'm Rob Hackelall. Listen for the next 30 minutes as we take a look back at some of the big interviews from the week on the South Shore's Morning News, which airs live weekdays from 5 to 10 a.m. The South Shore's Morning News continues. I'm Rob Hackelow with the morning team, and it's time now to check in with our tech guy, David Snell from AxSmart IT in Wareham. He joins us every week at this time. David, good morning to you.
And good morning to you, Rob.
All right, David, we're going to talk about a disturbing trend. I know this is something you have touched upon in the past, I think with a personal story, but mail theft is on the rise in Massachusetts. This is not what we want to see.
No, it's not. Especially this time of year when so many people send gifts by mail, whether it's a check or sometimes folks send cash. This is one of the problems that we have. And you're right. This did affect me personally when we had mail stolen from our rural mailbox, so to speak. Mm-hmm. Put the flag up and found out that we have a little alarm in it and know when the mailman comes. At 9 o'clock at night, my mailbox was opened, and the mail that I had two checks, mailing payments from the office, that were stolen. So
wow.
the hassle is getting all those accounts closed, getting everything reset so that it's billed properly, and getting a new checking account open. It was a couple of days of work, but
yeah.
Lately, it's been happening a lot more to folks, and unfortunately, many of them don't realize it's for well over a month or two. When some of their creditors start saying, how come you're so far behind on your payments? And they say, well, no, I mailed a check 2 months ago. Well, it never got there. So the mail thieves are, aside from attacking mail or postal carriers for their mailbox keys and then attacking the blue mailboxes that are all around the country, they're now going into parks and housing developments where they have all the mailboxes in one big box at the entrance. Mm-hmm. And they're breaking into those boxes, stealing all the mail that's in there.
Wow. Wow. I wonder, I don't know why we're seeing the trend. I suppose that's an article for criminal experts, because it's a serious thing. And I know it's been disturbing to hear about mail theft, but also I've been disturbed, David, as I'm sure you are, most of the people listening, are attacks on mail carriers. It was something I feel that was unheard of for the most part, at least around here, to hear about this. And I'm not sure why it would be happening more and more. But this, you know, this is a federal crime.
Yes, it's because of mail carriers. Most of them have what's called the star key to get into a mailbox. And you're right, this probably hasn't happened since the Pony Express, when they used to get the mail in.
Yeah.
But at this point in time, the Postal Service is replacing all the blue mailboxes with a more secure box. They're changing out the locks and trying to get this taken care of. There's not a lot they can do about the mail carriers, unfortunately, because there's just people lying in wait for them to walk along their route. You couldn't have someone watching them all day long while they're delivering mail. So that's another thing they're going to have to work on.
Maybe instead of the dogs attacking mail carriers will now carry attack dogs, and they'll just run out of the post office truck.
Exactly. So, you know, this is a federal offense, and people still do it. So if they get caught, they're going to go to prison.
But, yeah, I hope for a long time.
Yeah. It'll take a lot less sweat on most of us wondering where our checks went and how they're washing. They actually wash these checks for the chemical, and they changed the pay to and the amount. A woman in Massachusetts found that they took $10,000 from her account.
Wow. Okay. So, I mean, now, I guess, you know, this would make more people want to do things online. I know there are people that have been scared that love mailing old-fashioned checks, because, you know, it's been something. I mean, I was in that category as well, David, because I'm very familiar. I'm just used to it. I keep getting checkbooks and writing the checks and sending it in the mail. Doing it online might be a better option. I hate to force people into that option, and it's not like I've had a check washed, but it's something definitely to consider, or might make you rethink what you do.
Yeah, Rob, I'm the same way. I always write checks, but I'm leaning more towards paying everything online now just because of this. Because, well, I won't put my mail in my mailbox, or a blue box, because I'm concerned. So I have to make a special trip inside the post office to mail my checks now, which it's a lot of time and effort that I can probably just change all of this to pay online and have to not have to worry about that. Then we'll just worry about our credit cards getting stolen. But, you know, we have some security for that, too. So.
Oh, man. Wow. Okay, so mail theft on the rise. And as we've heard, and I know you have talked about the stories with this check stealing, this has definitely become, I feel, you probably know someone that has had it happen to them now, because it seems like there's been more and more stories that I've read of this happening.
Yeah, and it's being more prevalent. And now with the holidays coming, as I said, it's going to be they're going to be stealing even more mail to see what they can get now. So we've all got to be careful. We have to try to protect ourselves. And perhaps if we stop sending checks in the mail, this crime will stop or slow down anyway.
Yeah, I mean, okay. So you said the Postal Service put together some tips for keeping your mail secure. So, I mean, what are some of the ones? Did you want to touch upon any of those?
Yeah, well, you know, the first thing they say is to consider getting a post office box, or at least have a mailbox that needs a key to retrieve the mail, to open, you know, to get the mail out. You can't lock it so the mailman can't put mail in it, but you need to be able to lock it so no one else can open it. Never leave your mail in your mailbox overnight. Bring your outgoing mail, especially items that have personal information inside, to a post office. Mm-hmm. And, you know, if you do notice that mail was stolen, you need to notify the police and the post office, and, of course, your bank. And then, you know, just two more things. You monitor your bank accounts, and then you shred your mail before putting it in the trash. So you get all these, many of us get credit card applications and all sorts of mail that has personal information on it.
Yeah.
And if you're not filing it, you're probably throwing it away, so you should shred it before you throw it away.
All right. Some good tips, things to be concerned about, especially with any kind of thing that you use when you mail something, whether it be a bill or some other, just something that's very personal in nature. Mail theft on the rise in Massachusetts. And we want to make sure that everybody stays safe. So David's got the list of items there and more on his blog. Right, David?
Absolutely. Everyone should share this with their family and friends, especially the older folks like us, Rob, that still write checks. And they can find all the information.
I know. What am I? Why am I old now? I feel like it.
Yeah, we're both old males. So
yeah.
Anyway.
There we go. Hey-o.
So you find all information on my blog. Go to actsmartit.com. And check the blog link.
All right, David Snell, Act Smart IT in Wareham.
Thank you.
Thank you, David. David Snell, actsmartit.com, actsmartit.com. This is fun. We've got two talented people that are going to join us right now on the program, Rebecca Shaw and Ben Cronengold. Their book of short stories is called Naked in the Rideshare, a collection of funny stories by two writers. They are from The Tonight Show with Jimmy Fallon. In fact, I think they were hired as the youngest writers. Rebecca and Ben, good morning and welcome.
How are you? Thank you for having us.
Good morning.
This is great. What a treat. I was reading the book and reading about you, and congratulations on your recent engagement. And this is a great story. You guys met at college, as so many people have those great college years. So why don't we start there? First of all, how did this dynamic duo come to be?
Well, we met freshman year of college. We met actually before school started at an accepted students weekend. So Ben and I hit it off right away. He made a joke and really made me laugh. And we learned, you know, soon after that we wanted to be dating each other and we wanted to be making each other laugh first personally and then professionally.
Oh, that's great. And Ben, you knew right away?
Right away. When you're 17 and you meet your person, you know, sometimes you don't know what's in front of you, but luckily with Rebecca, it's hard to miss. Something's very special there.
All right, so this speech goes viral, the graduation speech, the class of 2018. Whose idea was that first? Did this really come together as a, I mean, how did that speech come to be?
Oh, It's a great question. You know, Yale, weirdly enough, does a sort of like comedy address every year. They have a valedictory address. We were certainly not the valedictorians. But then they also have a sort of less traditional comedic address. You have to apply for it and audition. And so we did. We wrote a few versions, but the one that they went with, as I think we're really grateful they did, it's the one that sort of caught the attention of people online, in which Rebecca is talking about moving on from college and also moving on from our relationship. And you get to watch me slowly melt down as I realize she's clearly talking about leaving me.
Yeah. Yeah, this is fun. I'm just going to play a small clip for people, and you guys can go, if you haven't watched it already, go watch it, because it really is funny and it's well done.
And although we're getting ready to leave, this place has provided us with some things that will last us long after college. Indelible memories, unforgettable experiences, and amazing relationships.
But these things can't last forever.
I'm sorry, what?
As our four bright college years draw to a close, we as the class of 2018 now prepare for a new journey. Life after graduation will be daunting, but we will face these new opportunities head on.
Head on together.
Together in a sense, but in another sense, decidedly apart.
What is happening?
All right, there you go. A little run down memory lane. You guys must have seen that a ton of times as well. It's fun. It's kind of great, you know, as the story goes along, to kind of have that, you know, I suppose, out there, isn't it?
Absolutely. You know, we find, you know, in our time on The Tonight Show, the reason we got hired on the show is because Jimmy saw that video and he hired us on his sketch team. It absolutely changed our lives. I mean, we spent over 2 years writing for him and just really honing our own comedic voices, getting, you know, good at what it means to be professional comedy writers, hopefully. And, you know, from there on out, now that we, you know, are out on our own and pitching our own TV and film projects, it's just kind of nice for people to put a face to a name.
Yeah. Let's get into the book now, because this is something you're proud about. We want to pitch this, Naked in the Rideshare,
yeah.
Stories of Gross Miscalculations. Okay, explain this.
So we wanted to write a book of comedic essays, like the kind that we loved to read growing up. We grew up reading David Sedaris and Simon Rich, Mindy Kaling, who blurbed our book, which is a real pinch me moment. And our thematic thrust is our generation being young right now and growing up in the absurdities of the modern world. So the book is sort of like a love letter slash sort of loving roast of Gen Z, our age group, but it's also for the parents of Gen Zers and the grandparents of Gen Zers who want to read what's making their kids tick and what's making them anxious and hopefully what's making them laugh too.
Mm. Can you both, Ben and Rebecca, pick out maybe one favorite chapter or one favorite story, just to tell us maybe about what one of your favorites would be, Ben or Rebecca?
Yeah,
totally. One of my favorite chapters is called My College Friend the Pope. And it is about these two girls who are right out of school, you know, both commiserating over having crummy jobs. And one of them comes to the other one day and says, you know how the Pope just died and the College of Cardinals met. And I am the new Pope. And it sort of becomes this story about, you know, what it means to have a friend who suddenly feels so much more successful than you and, you know, getting jealous and pretending to be happy for them and, you know, fielding calls from all your friends from college being like, wow, she's so impressive now. So in that way, I mean, it's a really silly piece. You know, they end up moving into the Vatican together and getting in trouble with nuns. But it's also kind of just an emotional piece about what it feels like to be in that stage of life and sort of not sure who you are. So you just sort of turn to your friends and feel jealous or excited or competitive with them.
Mm-hmm. It's great. I love that piece as well. One of my favorites is there are some pieces that, you know, let you know a bit about us, our time writing for The Tonight Show, but again, through these weird, outrageous lenses. So one of my favorites is called the Reynolds Accords, which is the hypothetical contract that we drew up in the event that after working with us for a day on The Tonight Show, Ryan Reynolds propositioned us for a threesome. So you get to hear about late night and what it's like working with these tremendous movie stars and also sleeping with them.
Oh, wow. Okay. Yeah, that might be something I didn't even conceive of before. Okay.
It's a real job perk. One we haven't had to experience yet, but we're really hoping it will be.
Naked in the Rideshare, Stories of Gross Miscalculations. Okay, so what is this Naked in the Ride? Where did the title come from?
You know, we really tried to capture that feeling of, we described your 20s sometimes as like sitting in an Uber pool in the back seat with everyone around you dressed in business casual on their way to work, and you like didn't even remember to wear pants in the morning. So.
Rebecca and Ben, the book is out now in stores and online, and this has been fun. What other future projects can we see from you guys besides? I mean, obviously the book's out now. What are you guys working on?
Yeah, we left the Tonight Show about a year and a half ago at this point to write the book and to work on our own movies and TV shows, some of which are adapted from chapters in the book. So definitely take a read, and you can sort of have fun trying to guess, oh, which of these characters might I see on screen? And when we are able to announce it and talk about it, we will run back to your show if you'll have us.
Oh, wow. This is fun. So what was it? Was it great to work on the Tonight Show? I imagine it. I mean, to be in that, where they say, you know, the youngest writers in late night television, that's going to be just a nice, you know, kind of thing to achieve.
Yeah.
Oh, it was wonderful. And, you know, we're just so grateful to Jimmy. He was so fantastic to work with and just really took a chance on us. I mean, it totally changed our lives.
Yeah. Yeah. I love that story. So really, he just saw the YouTube video and, you know, and knew that, you know, he believed in you and gave you guys a shot. That's great.
Yeah, absolutely. You sort of, you know, write a sketch packet, as they call it. He read us off of the speech, and we were in 30 Rock a few days later with, you know, just the most out-of-body experience. Jimmy Fallon flipping through your sketches and reading lines aloud and riffing jokes that are funnier than anything you know, could have written in months. So that was sort of a theme of the show, is just sort of getting to try to serve as this really, really brilliant mastermind. And we're excited to hopefully cross paths with him again soon.
Naked in the Ride shares stories of gross miscalculations. We've been talking this morning with Rebecca Shaw and Ben Cronengold. They each have their own website, right? I'm told there's Rebecca-Shaw.com and BenCronengold.com. And, of course, you can find it in stores and online.
That's right. Thank you for having us, Rob. This has been such a pleasure.
It's great.
And we hope to run back soon.
Yeah, it'd be great. Anytime. You guys are wonderful. Rebecca and Ben, thank you both.
Thanks for having us.
Thanks for having us.
Rob Hackelow with the morning team with Gann. As promised in this segment, we have two special guests in studio. We're going to talk about their new business. It is called Children's Art Classes in Hanover. It's on Route 53, childrensartclasses.com. And we have the two owners in studio this morning, Robert and Emily Peters. Robert and Emily, good morning and welcome.
Good morning, Rob.
It's great to see you guys in studio this morning. And I know when it comes to art, that's something your kids are big fans of. And I love this. This is a family business. You guys have four kids.
Yes.
We do.
Four kids. It's crazy, but you make it all work.
And now
you're running your own business. And this is very exciting. And I understand in my hometown of Hanover, you guys have gotten a very warm welcome. And you're right there on Route 53. And you wanted to give a little plug just so people know, well, we're on Route 53, Rob. There's a lot of businesses on Route 53. You guys are located where?
Well, I think it was a great spot, and we got lucky and found it, but we're right next to the Toy Box.
So,
yes.
The Toy Box has been there for a while, and Julie, the owner over there, is just, they're fantastic human beings, and it kind of works out for us, you know, that you talk about marketing and reaching out what your target market is, and it's rare that you can find wonderful people that have small businesses, and they have the same customer base. But you're not fighting with each other, you know.
Yeah. I know. It's a win-win. It really is to have a great
supportive.
The Toy Box. We love them, and now we want to go to Children's Art Classes and get some classes. And so let's talk about how the programs work, guys. Children's Art Classes in Hanover. I know there's things for different ages. How does it work if someone out there, I have kids or I have grandkids, I want to recommend they get signed up. How does it work?
Do you want to chat about that, babe, or?
Sure. Well, if you can check on our website, it will give you a good description of each class and what we offer for each age group. So our Tiny Hands is our 3- and 4-year-olds, which are my favorite. I have to say they're the cutest. I love having my little conversations with them and helping them figure out, you know, what all our materials are. I mean, it could be how to use scissors for the first time, the finger painting, and it's super cute, and I really enjoy it. And then we go all the way up to 9+, which is our Art One program, and they are some talented kids, and I love seeing them come into the classroom ready to get to work with our teachers. It is amazing, and I love being there. I'm not one of the art teachers. We leave that to the professionals, but I am Miss M, and I walk around, and I get to socialize with all the kiddos, and yeah. I do. I love it.
I imagine it's a lot of fun, and you were telling me both, you guys got some great teachers at your facility, right?
Yeah, we're super lucky, again, and blessed all the way down this road. I feel like everything fell into place. It almost felt like divine intervention for us to come to this point.
Yeah.
But I'll give you an example. Miss Stapes, she's our senior teacher, and she just retired out of the Boston school system, was an art teacher for over 20 years, just retired, lives right around the corner. Mm-hmm. And now she has this curriculum that was built over 20 years by the founder of children's art classes. And she's in there loving it, very involved. You know, she knows how to run and manage a classroom. She's got a ton of experience. She's an artist herself. So we kick on the classical music in the background, and she goes to instruction. And, and you know, she kind of makes it work. And, you know, she's really, you know, our teachers are the foundation of this business. You know, we like to think that we're good people and we take care of our customers, but they're not going to come back if our teachers don't know what they're doing and aren't taking care of the children and enjoy what they do.
Great. Yeah, I mean, think about all the experience that they have, and now they're there to share their knowledge with the kids. And as you mentioned, it goes from 3 all the way to 9+. Maybe some teens are also taking some classes. So how does it work? Like, if I want to sign somebody up for a class, how long does the class last? You know, when can I get into it if it's already going? How does that? Because I imagine parents probably have a lot of questions about that.
Sure, yeah, and we're actually we get a lot of questions because we do a lot of advertising on social media, so people reach out. The biggest thing and the biggest question we have is on our schedule that's posted. It's also, we have a Facebook Children's Art Classes Hanover and Instagram Children's Art Classes Hanover, and our schedule on there says we start classes October 1st, and it goes till June because it's like a 9-month program and curriculum. However, they can enroll anytime. You know, we can enroll now because it's a monthly tuition. And the Tiny Hands Intro Beginning Art, which is the 3- and 4-year-olds, 5- and 6-year-olds, and 7- and 8-year-olds, it is all projects that are age-based but a little bit higher in a lot of the base education of art. So they can just jump in and then start completing their projects with us. Art One is a little more pressing and a little more difficult because that Art One is really, it's like Art One in high school, like a high school level education where they talk about the principles of design. You know, they work line and, you know, contour lines and, you know, all sorts of different medians and great projects. So if they're going to enroll in Art One, they can still enroll now, but come about February, they will have missed some of the main projects that are really fundamental to learning how to live and do and draw and participate in art and that art education. So if that's the case, then they would have to make up some of those projects during our summer workshops, or they would have to do Art One again next year, because you have to do Art One to build this really good foundation in order to graduate to Art Two. And by the time you get to Art Two and Three, we're talking college level art education.
Okay.
For 10-year-olds and 11-year-olds, and they are doing some stuff. If anybody swings by the office, we have books of what these 9-year-olds are doing, and it's insane.
That's amazing.
I draw stick figures, but they're crooked. You know, I'm here to run operations.
I'm gonna learn too.
Well, this is great to meet both of you. So Robert and Emily Peters are the owners of Children's Art Classes in Hanover. And it sounds like you can get in there just about any time. So the best thing would be to make a call. I do want to mention, because people always say, well, you know, is this thing going to be right for me? There is a 1-day trial you can get for a very small fee. Is that correct?
Yes. So we want to give the parents opportunity, especially the younger kids and stuff, to see if it's something that they're going to want to do. So we do a 1-day, they come in, they take the whole class, they do a whole project, they get to take it home, unless it's really wet, we might have them come back, just to see if it's a good fit for them. We want to give the parents that option. So we've had a few kids come in, and I have to say they've all have signed up afterwards, because they love it. I mean, if your child loves to draw, this is the place that they want to be.
And yeah.
They want to keep coming back. But we do offer that, and they just have to contact Robert, and he will give them some options on what classes are good for them to join.
Yeah, because we don't do drop-ins, because it really is an art school for all intents and purposes. So, you know, having drop-ins is just disruptive to the
everyone.
Class and the education. Yes. So, you know, we limit our sizes. You know, tiny hands, because they're so small, it's only 6 students per class.
Yeah, because you want them to get that attention.
Yes, exactly. The one-on-one with the teacher.
And then basically all other classes cap out at 12. So we don't have no more than 12 students. So when we do no drop-ins because it's disruptive, but to do the one-day trials, it's only $30. And any contact, whether you go through our website or our social media sites, everything comes back to me and to my phone. So you're not...
Yes.
And I'm pretty responsive. So, you know, I get back and then I can coordinate it to make sure that we get them in the right times. Because like Emily mentioned, is... You know, hey, if they want to do a drop-in for its tiny hands, it's like, all right, well, maybe it's not this week that works for your schedule, but maybe next week, because they're doing a one-day project next week so they can go home with something.
Yes.
And then, you know, find all sorts of information and enroll through our website as well.
Yeah. Well, this is great. What a great idea, you know, because you talk about, you have 4 kids, and you know, I know most of them are interested in art as well. As you know, with any of your 4 kids, it's so important to allow them to expand on their passions and to kind of take it to the next level. And sometimes, you know, maybe at home you just don't have the supplies or the time or the skill, you know, and to allow them to take it to the next level. And so that's why there's a great place like Children's Art Classes, where you can really just take it as far as you want to go, it sounds like.
Yes.
Yeah, for sure. And the scheduling thing is great too, because we have, my wife Emily's one of 12. There's, you know, 30 something grandchildren now.
I know.
All the parties are at our house because
so
her parents
4 kids
are with us.
Is nothing.
Yeah.
No.
But we're definitely done. Not in a bad way, because our kids
those
are
reality shows. Yeah. With the,
oh my goodness.
Now, but what did you say? There were 12 kids.
Yes, I'm one of 12. I'm
that's
number
amazing.
10.
Huh?
Yes.
I mean, that's a story.
My parents, pretty amazing.
Is Thanksgiving really?
It's insane.
Yeah. Okay.
I think Christmas is a little crazier.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Christmas Eve at the Peters household is.
You start the gift giving and must go all day. You have to take breaks.
And her mother still, so her mother and father live with us, and her mother still gets a present for every grandchild. Yes. And now there's great grandchildren.
It might be a pair of socks, but she does it.
That's amazing.
I remember that's how I made it into the family. We've been together for 22 years, and she even got. She would get the sons and daughters gifts, but she would get all the in-laws gifts. And I think it was about year 2 or 3.
Yeah.
I got a different color of the same sweater as all the married in-laws. And I was
I
made it into the family.
That was it.
It was like something out of a movie.
Never forget that. Pass the test.
Huge family for sure.
Well, you know, I it's so great to meet both of you. And I want to mention these people. This is a South Shore couple. They're local. They live on the South Shore. Their business is in Hanover, and they've got 4 kids of their own, and they want to really just help your kid or grandkid or nephew, niece, whomever it is, you know, get them signed up for the Children's Art Classes, 1376 Route 53. That's Washington Street, 1376 Washington Street. We know that is Route 53 in Hanover, childrensartclasses.com. And don't forget, too, maybe you want to plan a party. There are party packages available, right? You want to put a plug in for that? Because I know we're running out of time here.
Yep. If I do it real quick, I guess. Maybe you want to get it.
No,
I talk too much. party package, birthday parties. They're $299. It's an hour and a half up to 12 students. For additional prices, you can get more, and that's 12 participants. It's great. Our studio is awesome. If you ever go by and look in the inside, there's 2 rooms. So the front room, the teacher will play off the theme for the birthday party and walk them through a drawing and a painting, classical music in the background while the parents are in the second room for the first hour. And then the last half hour is however they want to set up in the back and do
cake
presents.
Cream, pizza,
and
whatever.
And it's it's something you can do indoors during the winter. And 2, it's different from everything else that's been going on. You know, I don't want to talk bad about other places or anything, but there's only so many times you can jump
on the junky
down
places.
On a
but you're fine, bud.
So that's there. And again, we're real people. So if anybody has any questions or concerns about scheduling, just reach out. You know, we'll chat. If it works out for somebody and they want to be in the class and enroll, then great. If it doesn't, it's no hard feelings. We understand it's not for everybody, but we're definitely here to answer questions. And we understand scheduling can be crazy because we have our 4 kids that all play club soccer, town soccer, train jiu-jitsu at DeDecco BJJ right around the corner. And And then they are all taking art classes too.
Yes.
And that's the thing, is it's one day a week. You pick your schedule, so you can you can slide it in.
Our schedule is pretty open too. We have a lot of different times and days of the week that we have each class, so it's great.
Children's art classes, 1376 Washington Street, Route 53, Hanover, childrensartclasses.com. That's Robert. That's Emily. Robert and Emily Peters, they are the owners, and they'd love to help you out. And again, as they mentioned, they're real people, and you can get in touch with them to find out more, right?
Yes, sir.
Yeah, absolutely.
All right. Well, thanks for coming in, and you can take
it
to the next level, including even for those that might be in those teenage years. It's not too late to get them involved in something, as you said, to take those art classes and take it to the next level, right? To have that art one?
Yes.
Absolutely. We have our oldest student right now is 17. She's doing great in a class. We have a handful of 15-year-olds, 16-year-olds. It's, like I said, it is a real art education, and they're going to learn something.
Taking a break from the screens.
Good stuff. Yeah, that's important. Yeah.
We hope you enjoyed this podcast. As always, you can find us on your radio at 95.9 FM, mornings from 5 to 10, or online at 95.9watd.com.
And you can catch up with us on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. You can get the links at 95.9watd.com/SS Morning News. And join us next week for another edition of the South Shore's Morning News Week in Review.